Jack.
I'll be up in a bit.
Don't stay up all night.
No, I'll be right there.
Thanks so much. I'll call you.
Wait, I thought you had a good time.
Oh, I did. I loved it. I've never been before.
Well, maybe I could come up.
Oh, Brian, you're so sweet. Really. But if I was gonna fuck you, you'd know. Thanks so much.
Send her in.
It's quite rare for a president's chief of staff to climb the hill. A gesture of respect, no doubt, or desperation. I'm guessing she'll say Donald Blythe for education. Let's see if I'm right.
Good morning, Linda. Thank you so much for making the trip up.
Of course, my pleasure.
Education.
First things first, the seating chart for the inauguration. How did these two work for you and Claire?
Wow.
They come with a complimentary set of tickets to the Jefferson Bowl.
Claire will be over the moon.
Good, I'm so glad. So, education. We have Donald Blythe drafting the legislation.
Donald Blythe, Jesus.
I know.
So you want a bill just two steps left of Karl Marx?
I advise the president-elect against it, but Donald is the face of education. He's been pushing reform for 25 years.
You want me to guide him to the middle?
We need a bill we can pass.
Do I have absolute autonomy and authority on this?
There's more. Garrett wants the bill on the floor in the first 100 days. He wants to make a pledge in his inaugural address.
Oh, that's very ambitious, Linda.
Can we make that pledge?
100 days? I can deliver.
Keep me posted.
I'll talk with Donald. I'll check in with you later in the week.
Terrific.
Did you smell that? The smugness, the false deference. She thinks I can be bought with a pair of tickets. What am I, a whore in post-war Berlin, salivating over free stockings and chocolate? What she's asking will cost far more than that.